Are you thinking about starting a credit card business? Or maybe you've just recently launched your business. Here are three mistakes that will cost you time, money, and clients. Avoid them at all costs.
Are you ready to revolutionize your credit repair business? Welcome to Credit Repair Junkies, the ultimate podcast for credit repair entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Bruce Palatano, seven-figure serial entrepreneur and author. Each week, we'll dive deep into battle-tested strategies, uncover the latest industry breakthroughs, and reveal insider tips that will put your business light years ahead of the competition. If you're ready to grow your credit repair business, head to creditrepairjunkies.com/go to watch my free training.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Credit Repair Junkies podcast. Today, we're going to break down the top three mistakes I see new credit repair businesses making that completely crush their ability to grow their business fast. One mistake is trying to do everything manually. Look, I get it. When you're just starting, it feels like you have to do everything yourself. You're manually tracking leads, sending emails one by one, handling disputes, onboarding clients, and before you know it, your entire day is gone and you've barely moved the needle in your business. Here's a problem. Credit repair isn't just about fixing reports. It's about running a business. And if you're stuck in the weeds doing repetitive tasks, you're not actually growing. Let me put it this way. Imagine trying to build a house with just a hammer and nails when there's an entire construction crew and power tools available. That's what automation does for your business. It speeds everything up. Instead of handling every little thing yourself, you need systems to automate the boring stuff like lead nurturing, client enrollment, client onboarding, billing, client updates, and even dispute letters. This isn't just about saving time. It's about giving your clients a smoother, more professional experience. Think about it. Who's the client more likely to trust? Someone who's scrambling to respond to emails or someone whose business runs like a well-oiled machine? So before you burn yourself out trying to do everything manually, ask yourself, how can I set up systems that let me focus on what actually grows my business, getting more clients and making more money? Mistake number two, not having a clear client acquisition strategy. One of the biggest reasons credit repair businesses fail, they don't have a predictable way to get clients. They rely on word of mouth, random social media posts, or just hoping people will come to them. Let me be abundantly clear. Hope is not a strategy. Let's be real. If you do not know exactly where your next client is coming from, you don't have a business, my friend. You have a hobby. So how do you fix this? You need a lead generation system. Here's what that looks like. Step one, attract. You need a way to bring in leads every single day. That could be paid ads, organic content, partnerships, or referrals. But the key here is consistency, something that feeds your business nonstop. Step two, capture. Once someone shows interest, don't just cross your fingers and hope they reach out. Capture their info. Have a landing page, lead form, or funnel that collects their name, email, and phone number. Step three, nurture. Most people won't sign up on day one. You need an automated follow-up system, emails, texts, retargeting ads to keep your business top of mind until they're ready to say yes. And step four, convert. When they're finally ready, you need a structured way to close the deal. That could be a scheduled consultation call, an automated enrollment page, or even a free training that leads them into your services. When you have all four steps dialed in, you'll never have to wonder, where's my next client coming from? Your system will do all of the heavy lifting for you. Mistake number three, not treating your credit repair business like a real business. This is the silent killer of most credit repair businesses. People get into this industry thinking it's just a side hustle. They treat it casually, and guess what? They get casual results. Let me break it down. If you treat your business like a hobby, it will pay you like a hobby. But if you treat it like a real business with real systems, real goals, real accountability, it'll pay you like a business. So what does treating it like a real business actually mean? It means having clear goals. How many clients do you want this month? What's your revenue target? Most people can't answer that. You need to know your numbers like the back of your hand. Tracking your metrics. If you don't track it, you can't grow it. How many leads did you get this week? How many turned into paying clients? What's your close rate? Data doesn't lie, and it will show you exactly where to improve. Investing in your growth. Think about it. Every successful business invests in the right tools, systems, and mentorship. You can't expect to scale it if you're trying to figure all out on your own forever. Whether it's software to streamline operations or coaching to fast track your results, smart investments always pay off. And finally, creating consistent routines. Successful entrepreneurs don't wing it. They have routines, daily tasks, weekly check-ins, monthly reviews. When you operate with structure, you create momentum. And momentum is what grows businesses. Here's the bottom line. If you want your credit repair business to pay you like a real business, you have to show up like a real business owner. It's that simple. Now that you know the three biggest mistakes to avoid, you've got a choice. You can take this info, try to piece it all together on your own and hope it works. But remember what I said earlier about hoping not being a strategy? Or you can get the exact blueprint that's helped countless people just like you launch and scale profitable credit repair businesses without all of the trial and error. That's exactly what we do inside the CRO Bootcamp. I'll show you how to enroll 100 clients in 100 days, hit $10,000 a month, and build a business that doesn't just survive, but thrives in as little as 100 days. So if you're serious about taking your credit repair business to the next level, just visit creditrepairjunkies.com/go to learn more, and let's get to work.